AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Donald Trump's company has been convicted of tax fraud. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg.
It's a case about lying and cheating, false documents to the end of evading taxes.
Trump himself was not on trial, and our Michael Cissek reports nobody is going to prison over this.
At the most, the Trump Organization will face a $1.6 million fine. Now, of course, there may be some other ramifications. Banks might not want to work with them.
The chairman of the House January 6th committee says the panel will issue criminal referrals to the Justice Department.
Benny Thompson is not saying who will be targeted or whether Donald Trump will be among them. Vice Chair Liz Cheney has hinted for months that referrals will come. Thompson says the panel will discuss details later today while looking to issue its final report by year's end. While Congress can send criminal referrals to the Justice Department, deciding whether to actually pursue charges is ultimately up to federal prosecutors. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meantime, the Justice Department has subpoenaed elections officials in four states for documents involving President Trump and his efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. Senator Raphael Warnock and his Republican challenger Herschel Walker are awaiting the decision of Georgia voters in their runoff for U.S. Senate. In Atlanta, John Adcox cast his ballot for Warnock.
Most Georgians perceive him to be the stablest and sanest and most reasonable candidate.
Britain's defense ministry says drone strikes on Russian bases hundreds of miles from the Ukraine border will be seen as some of Russia's most strategically significant failures since the invasion. Moscow blames Ukraine for the strikes. Ukrainian officials are confirming nothing. And in North Carolina, Duke Energy says it's ahead of schedule in restoring electricity knocked out by gunfire over the weekend. This is AP News. Artists have come up with a new way to sell digital art. Ed Donahue has the story.
During Miami Art Week, artists presented the Sublimart machine and gave visitors virtual reality headsets to look at scanned artworks in a virtual gallery. Sublimart co-founder Sebastian Wayne says it brings NFTs, non-fungible tokens, to a wider audience.
Scan a physical artwork, okay, in 5D, so you have a very high resolution of the artwork and it can be reproduced digitally with a lot of resolution.
Albert Malouf Bertalanz III with the Miami Gateway Festival hopes to make Miami's Flagler District the tech hub of North America.
We want to showcase the best possible use cases in an exhibition format of how Web3 technologies can actually positively impact people's lives in various areas like fashion, art, gaming, even cars.
Web3 decentralizes information through blockchain technologies. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.